Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And in the studio, we have Peter Watson from Watson Wi-Fi. Now, Peter, Wi-Fi, this is what you find interesting, not related to the internet, of course. So this week, I imagine you've been sport for choice.
Well, strangely enough, yes. I was thinking about looking at three areas. One is someone called Trump. The other thing is the rise of the populists, and then also the state of the gig economy in the UK. So with regards to Trump, no doubt you've brought that up one or two times during the course of this week. But anyway, just in terms of the winners so far from the election, so you've got defence. So BAE Systems have done very well on the.
They're up 6%, aren't they?
Yeah. And they've been up very strongly during this week because not only are there fears that maybe Europe will have to up as a whole will have to up their defence budgets because of increased threat from Russia, etc., but also because of the perception that Trump is going to step back a bit from the commitment to NATO. The other thing as well is possibly Asia as well, maybe stepping up their budgets, what with North Korea deciding to do a little bit of testing, and Japan obviously being very close to that as well. So defence is one that's done well. Construction commodities have been doing quite well as well.
That will help the UK, won't it? Because what is it? The grid in the UK has a lot of investment in America, so will that help us at all?
The
national grid.
Oh yeah, it should do potentially, but again, it is very early. But I suppose really it's just in the last few days. I'm just saying about which areas have done quite well so far, because it can all change. Also in the US, private prisons have done very well because. He's been talking about immigrants, mass immigrant deportation, but also there has been a trend for them to move away from using private prisons. So the largest prison operator in the US, do you know what that is?
Not G4S, is it?
No, it's not. It is the Corrections Corp of America, which is a great name for a company. They were up 40% on Wednesday. So that was quite impressive. And the other one to do well is pharmaceuticals, because obviously with, if Clinton had come in, there was a big expectation that she would do a massive price review for pharmaceuticals, etc. So they've also done quite well as well.
Also, is Trump looking at maybe reversing Obamacare, so maybe that'll help the pharma industry as well?
Could do. But again, I think that with those kinds of things, I mean, there's got to be a lot of detail that has got to come out of that. And I mean, I think there's a lot of wiggle room there, because it's such a complex kind of area that he can say one thing here and then, but then just do something else in the background.
Who are the losers? Who's not going to do so well out of Trump? Is it apparently the media aren't going to do so well?
Quite possibly. Obviously, Clinton's won't do so well.
A triumph for journalism, wasn't it? Really.
I don't mean journalism and media, but like film companies and that sort of thing. They're apparently down.
Possibly, but again, we've got to see what detail comes out. What forthcoming detail comes out. But which leads me on to the next thing, which is the whole rise of the populists. This is the other major downside, of course. Normally, I don't really wander too much into politics, but just to remind everyone, so I'm sure that everyone's aware of it. France, of course, you've got Le Pen. She's currently number two favourite for being the next president. And then we've got the Netherlands as well. So the Freedom Party in the Netherlands, they are expected to double the amount of seats in next March's election. Now, they run on, their policies are close mosques, ban the Quran, and withdraw from the EU. So obviously quite dramatic stuff. And then, of course, you've got Germany as well, where there's been the party is Alternative for Germany. Their support has tripled in the last year from 5% to 14%. And obviously, I think we mentioned recently that in the regional elections, Merkel was getting clobbered because of her support, her very overt pro-immigration stance. So all of these places, obviously major countries within Europe, there seems to be this kind of momentum going forward that kind of populist vote. So I think the danger there, of course, is if the politicians do not recognise that now, then you know potentially some quite nasty stuff could happen. Mm. So the other thing really today I was going to talk about was the state of play in the UK gig economy. So really there were quite a lot of news items about things like Airbnb, Deliveroo and Carhu. With regards to Airbnb, they have tripled their share of London lets in the last year, which is quite impressive. But they are not quite, they're not nowhere near the popularity that has been experienced, say, in New York and Berlin. And the thing is, they've got so popular there that they've actually been slapped down by the, you know, sort of regulators, etc.
Aren't there certain legal issues in the UK anyway that you're not supposed to be allowed to short let?
Apparently in London, if you, also I suppose it must be in the UK, but if you let out your house or your property for over 90 days in the year, then you have to actually secure planning permission to change the use of your property from residential to being a hotel. Mm. So, that's, you know, that law is in place. However, it's very hard to enforce and it is hardly enforced. So maybe there'll be a crackdown. I don't know. You know, maybe they'll take a look at that. But to be honest, I think they've got far bigger things to worry about rather than Airbnb.
And isn't Deliveroo, aren't they having the same issues with Uber at the moment where their employees want sort of, you know, benefits or that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And I think that is also becoming a real trend, but it's becoming a real thing at the moment. Whereby are they employees?
Isn't that rather foolish? Because if you have more benefits, you've got to pay more tax, which rather defeats the purpose of, you know, working at these places. I'd rather be self-employed and pay less tax and have no benefits than get on the national insurance and all the other stuff.
Well, yes, obviously. I mean, that's a lot of people. That has been one of the major attractions of actually working for these places. But I suppose that there's a reasonable number of people who also want to have some rights as well.
We so work for a proper organisation. Work for a different place. I mean, it doesn't make. I don't understand these people.
Well, I did. It was quite funny. I did hear the other day that people from Just Eat were patrolling the picket lines of Deliveroo and saying, "Hey, would you like to work for us?" But then I sort of think, "Well, hold on, is there a bit more of the same here?" I don't know. But anyway, so that was quite interesting as well. So the Independent Workers Union of Great Britain, they sent an open letter to Will Shu, the CEO, and basically said, "Look, we should be able to represent the work or the people that work for you." So I thought that was quite interesting. And then there's that Carhu as well. It's only been going on for 6 months. They raised $250 million. They employed 120 people in London, New York and Singapore, and now it's done. So, you know, they stopped getting paid. I think some people stopped getting paid about 6 weeks ago. The London people stopped getting paid about a week ago. And that's it done. So Uber has won again. Mm. So, yeah. So there you go. That's a bit of a state of the old gig economy.
And so from reading five newspapers a day, you get up very early and do this. Any unusual stories that have caught your eye?
Strangely enough, yes. There was an Australian marketing effort. I mean, actually, have either of you been to the Northern Territories of Australia?
I haven't.
No? Have you?
Some weird people there.
Really?
I wouldn't want to go there.
Really? Well, the thing is, the marketing people who represent Northern Territories of Australia came up with an interesting slogan. I don't know whether you... So that's what you'd get when you go on there. But then after that, they decided to put their new slogan on some T-shirts. Now, the thing is... What it means is...
I rest my case with my previous comment there.
Okay. See you in the Northern Territories. you see. But then, clearly, they decided to make...
Who's going to wear that? That's just, it's so offensive. I apologise to all our viewers just for sharing this slide.
Well, I did ask, you know, where I did ask permission.
You should have seen the smile on Zach's face when he saw this.
Can you get them online?
I don't know. I've not looked into it. But I'm sure you could, you know, possibly... Well, you know, early Christmas present, possibly. I don't know.
For all for my someone friends who or the you, people I want to, you know,
So there you go. So that was, there you go. That was that.
So do you think they'll sell, or do you think they'll have outrage, or will the Australians embrace it?
Outrage.
That's very Australian, outrage. I think, that type of thing. I mean, that's sort of what you would expect. You know, Crocodile Dundee would be wearing that.
Could
no, he's
be.
A gentleman. He certainly wouldn't.
Or maybe he would, like, block out one or two of the letters so you couldn't actually guess what the word is.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, Peter Watson from Watson Wi-Fi.
Thank you very much.